Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show. Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Ed with Redneckinize Radio. We're just chilling here. Appreciate everybody joining us. Yeah, we're it's Thursday. It's the 16th of June. And remind everybody, this is a new thing, that this Monday is going to be a federal holiday, which means banks and other businesses might be closed, like government businesses and everything. So if you're out there trying to make deliveries and you just, this is one of those days that you probably need to call your customer and say, hey, you're going to be open Monday because it's a federal holiday and some people might. We're quickly becoming, where there's going to be a lot of holidays. So we got to account for that. I remember you would be down in South Texas or in the area around the border, and you're talking about like waiting on freight or getting freight or making deliveries, or it's got to cross the border and you got to get it picked up, and you go down there and it's not ready or it's not coming, and there's nothing going on, and you're like, you know, wondering why, what's the holdup, and it's the country of Mexico has got a lot of holidays. They this seems to be, to me, I mean, everybody likes holidays. I like having time off. Given I like having the company when the company says it's time, we take this time off. You know, it's a holiday, right? Because everybody's agrees that this is the time to celebrate something, and we're going to be either with family or doing something, you know, special. So the government created these holidays in the past. Now, let's just say for the record here that I am one of those constitutionalists that believes in, like, you know, the very limited of government, just like it was when it first started, where there wasn't much government services for anything. And you didn't have any government mandating that today was a certain day or tomorrow is a certain day. It was believed, you know, I mean, of course, a lot of these holidays that we see in the past, they were created by the church, that this is the day that you go to the church and you celebrate. And of course, we always celebrated one holiday every week. To some religions, it was a Saturday. To a lot of other religions, it was a Sunday. And that was controlled by the church. And of course, and then things move along, and over the years, different holidays get established by religions. And then we started, you know, the government started recognizing these as like days that, okay, we're not going to work as the government. We're not going to work. And then you had government establishing government holidays to, you know, celebrate what we've done as a country. Thanksgiving, 4th of July, stuff like that. So back in the day, there used not to be any holidays. There wasn't, you know, December 25th was not considered a national holiday. Everybody knew what day it was. But if it falled on a Friday or on a Wednesday, it was a regular day. You know, commerce still happened. Nobody forced. Now, who's to say that a town or a state or somebody said, you know, we're not going to do much on this day, like the port, you know, we're not going to, this is, today is Christmas, you know, it's on a Wednesday, we're deciding, you know what, we're not going to do anything. And people could come and go as they pleased, but, you know, regular business probably didn't happen. And it wasn't until later on that the government said, you know, hey, you know what we're going to do? The government's just going to shut down, everything's going to shut down, and everybody's got to, you know, let's just take a break. And, you know, that's what it all boils down to. So now we're into the 21st century, and we're going into recognizing all the pasts of the great celebrations that have happened. And now we're recognizing Juneteenth, and it's probably going to be June 19th because June 19th falls on a Sunday. So now it's Monday. June 20th is now the holiday. Now Juneteenth is a great day. June 19th, that was the when Galveston pretty much was the last, I guess the last town or it was established that this was the last amount of runaway slaves or slaves that were, you know, in a certain area were notified that the war, Civil War was over and they are now free. In fact, I'm going to pull it up here just so I don't get it right. Or just so I don't get it wrong, I mean. And, I said, yeah, Galveston. So it was in Galveston, Texas. And pretty much it was an announcement that a Union general, Gordon Granger, arrived in Galveston, Texas to inform enslaved African Americans that the Civil War had ended and they were free. And you know, and it's kind of weird to me that, I don't know, maybe it was because it was maybe the last one, but it doesn't really say it was the last one. It just says that this day commemorates because it was on June 19th. Maybe it was because you know, it was there was documentation made about it. I don't know, but I thought that I saw one time that the capital of Texas, the there's a lot of large paintings in the rotunda through the halls of the Texas Capitol building. And a lot of them are different events in history, you know, depicted in painting. And I thought that somebody said that they were going to get somebody to paint So that's what happened. I guess it's on the outside. There's like a wall. Let's see if I can pull these pictures up. Well, that's on the side of a building. There's deal here. Last year, when they announced it, they're going to put something at the state capitol in North Carolina. No, I didn't. Yeah, I thought maybe state of Texas because it was Texas that it happened, that the historical nature of it was Texas, but I don't see anything in here. But, I mean, I ain't got no problem with this being considered an American holiday because it is a crucial event in American history. You know, I just figured why did it take so long? You know, that was just silly. And don't tell me it was, you know, different political party or whatever. It, you know, both parties, to me, you know, in my opinion, and I'll just tell you this, in my opinion, what happened was is that the Democrats were not doing very well amongst African American voters, so they decided to pull the plug on getting, you know, let's get it done now so that we don't lose any face with them, and we can always say that it was us that did it. I think, you know, of course it was, had to be passed by Congress, and that was a majority. I was going to say, it's, yeah, it was last year is when they announced it. I was trying to see the vote. I'm pretty much sure that everybody. Doesn't give any kind of vote count. Just has an announcement or a roll call vote. Let's see. Yeah, okay. So you got on a passage passed by the yeas and nays, 415 to 14. Come on. 14 people voted no. Why? I would like to know that. That'd be kind of stupid. I don't understand. There had to be some kind of other provisions. How do you go back and you say you voted against? You know, this is Senate Bill 475, Juneteenth National Independence Day Act, and 14 nays. How do you score that? I mean, come on. That's just silly to me. Come on. You know, even if you're hard right, if you're just like hard right, you know, you don't believe that the Democrats are good. Everything that they do is bad. Anything that they do has got an agenda or some kind of problem. Even if you think that, you would look like an idiot if you voted nay against the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act. You would look like an idiot. Maybe they do look like idiots. Maybe they got voted out. Maybe they're gone. But it's stupid. So the June 20th, Monday, is a holiday. It is not like one of those mandated holidays. Like, just be clear for everybody out there, holidays are not, you're not required to get that day off. If you work for some kind of company, if you don't work for the federal government, And even if you do work for the federal government, you know, if you're essential, if you're marked down as one of those where you got to work, and you know what you, if you got that kind of job, then you got to work. There's no, you know, regular office time is probably, you know, it all depends, but mostly when this is done as a holiday like this, is that it's not required that you take that day off. It's up to the company to give you the day off. The company I work for, they have, like, they say, okay, these are the holidays that we're going to take off. They don't take off Columbus Day. They don't take off Veterans Day. You know, they don't take off, President's Day, you know, or Martin Luther King Day. They don't take those days off. They set the days, and they say, okay, these days we're taking off during the year. And it is pretty much, is it five total holidays? And six. There's six total holidays that most companies will say, okay, these 6 days we're not going to run, you know, we're not going to do regular business. We're going to take the time off. And if you are like a regular day shift person or some kind of regular shift person, like you work 5 days a week and there's no like swing schedule that you have to work. So like if you work in an office where you're doing like a 12 on 12 off, or you work Saturday, Sunday, you know, Monday, Tuesday, you might work Friday, whatever, then you probably have to work a swing schedule. Is that what they call like a swing shift, where you're always having to work regardless of what day it is? So you might work on Christmas Day. You might not work on Christmas Day, that kind of thing. But normally you get those days off. The days that most everybody will agree to take off, of course, is Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and then take off Memorial Day, July 4th, and Labor Day. And it just kind of, it's spread out through a certain time where everybody's like, you know what, this is fine. We'll take these days, and that's it. If you've got a day coming up where you want to, you know, take time off for your family, and you've got family in government that's going to get that day off, then you can schedule that, I'm going to take this time off. And most people do that, and that's good. That's fine. Do whatever you want. But it's not a required day. So if you're sitting there pissed off that you're not giving this day off as a paid holiday, you know, it's not. You know, and then, of course, truck drivers fall into the salary kind of deal where even though you might be getting paid by the hour or by the mile, you're not required to get overtime for working the holiday. And a lot of these companies that have these holidays, like these 6 days that this company I work for, they pay those days. So as a driver, you know, if you get paid by the hour or by the mile, they convert it into hour, and they pay you like nine and a half hours, whatever it is, considered to be one full day's pay. And they do that for all the days. So check with your company. Make sure if you're going to take some time off or get time off, always check with your company to make sure that, you know, it's good to go. As, you know, as a truck driver, it doesn't matter. There's, like I said, there's no requirement. So you might get paid, you might not. It might be scheduled automatically. It might not be. As an over-the-road driver, we know you get paid by the mile, and it's whatever days you're out there. Fine, whatever days. It doesn't that you're not paid by the day. You're paid by the mile. So make sure you get out there and see all that, and make sure you're set up to be good to go. But yes, again, remind everybody. It is a holiday. Monday. So if you're going to a customer that Monday morning, give them a holler. Make sure they're aware. You know, it might, sometimes you call them up and you ask them and they're like, well, that's a stupid question. Of course, you know, we're either closed or not closed. Or open. And they're like, I was just checking, because a lot of companies, they just, you know, whoever's in charge of that company has the, you know, that's they've got the power to, well, they want to close or not close. So that kind of thing. And a lot of times they'll schedule appointments and still be closed. And it might be kind of like a first come, first serve, drop and hook. We'll get you unloaded whenever you get here or whatever. And you think, well, I'm just going to get there Monday morning, and I'll be good to go, because, you know, they'll take me as soon as I get there. and come to find out they were closed. So watch out for that. So yeah. So like I said, June 19th is a national holiday. Juneteenth, National Independence Day, and it'll be celebrated on Monday, June 20th. So everybody just be prepared for that. And there it is. Cool. Hey, okay, so make sure you go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com, and let everybody know next week, June 25th, 26th, is the Texas Trucking Show in Houston, Texas. I'll be there Saturday and Sunday. Hopefully I'll be there as quick as I can on Saturday, but I'll be there all day Sunday for sure. So like I said, go check out. I'd like to see everybody. I sent out an email to the trucking show people asking about parking, truck parking. It says that the bobtails are $30 a day. Combinations are $60 a day. Or not. It actually doesn't say a day. It just says bobtails, $30. Combination, $60. Trucking parking lot is marked on the map. But it doesn't say like per day. Doesn't say what's going on. Doesn't say what's allowed or not allowed. So we'll see what happens when we get there. And might have to let them know, you know, hey, I come from, you know, a bunch of folks that likes to kick things up in the parking lot. So maybe you should have some rules. We don't like rules, but hey, if you're going to have a lot of people there, you might need some rules, but guidelines. It's more of a guideline really. But yeah, that's what we need to talk about. And we'll get on that and that'll be all week. And then don't forget to go thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. Go check them out at dpfregeneration.com. We appreciate all their support. And I know we're just hanging out here. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio, and we'll see you in a second.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Everybody, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a call, 515-602-9731. Before the conversation just hit one, we're just kicking back here, talking about things out on the road, trucking. Don't forget that Monday is June 20th. It's a federal holiday. It's June the it's actually the celebration of Juneteenth, which is established to be June 19th every year as the federal holiday. So June 20th will be that day. And if you're delivering any kind of, maybe if you're going to a government facility, just, you know, you might need to go check up on, see, make sure they're going to be there, because it's going to be a holiday, so people might not show up to work. So check that out. Even the customers, you know, you never know who's going to do that. So check them out and do that and see what's going on. I'd like to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's Load to Ride Transportation, LTRtransportation.com. It's a great little trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. You can give them a call at, 720-277-0030. Everybody, all the drivers I talk to over there say they're drop dead busy. And they are, got everything they do. They do the hazmat. They do the specialized stuff. They got, you know, they even got lift gates on a lot of their 53-foot trailers. They got refrigerated units. They've got expedited hazmat. Excuse me. And so go check them out. LTRtransportation.com. That's Load to Ride Transportation. You can give them a call at 720-277-0030. And when you talk to them, tell them you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Ice, because we really do appreciate them. So I was just looking at the news, seeing what's going on out there, and this popped up, and I thought it was great, because this is kind of what Redneck and Ice is all about. It's pointing out not only the flaws in the system, flaws with our government, in the trucking industry, flaws with the whole industry itself. But we got to say, there's flaws with drivers too. We have to agree on that. That you cannot think that it's not the driver's fault. It has to be partly the driver's fault. And you can blame who you want as far as that goes, whether it be the carriers or the trainers or the schools or, you know, but it has to be drivers in general, whether it be the larger trucking companies or even the smaller trucking companies, because a lot of them just chasing that dollar, and everybody's chasing that dollar. You can't deny people for trying to chase the dollar. It's whether they do it responsibly and actually do it, you know, capable of handling things. So this article popped up, CDLLife.com, by Wimberly Patton. Here's the headline. Ready? Residents say truckers who strike local bridge, quote, probably shouldn't be driving the truck. The fourth bridge collision of 2022 has residents in one upstate New York town questioning the competency of truckers passing through the area. And it looks like a train bridge under a highway. The Onondaga Lake Parkway Bridge in Liverpool has been struck 24 times in the last 3 years, with four so far already this year. The 10-foot, 9-inch bridge is known to be short to local truck drivers, but those drivers just following their GPS don't have the luxury of local knowledge. Currently, there is a proposed project aimed at enhancing safety for motorists and truck drivers by reducing speeds, enhancing signage, and replacing the over-height vehicle detection system, according to the Department of Transportation, but residents say they aren't sure more signs and lights will do the trick. Oh, man. I just really think that people are not paying attention. I've seen them do things that make it more visible over the years, but they still hit it, said Darius Johnson, a resident of Liverpool. Said it has to be as simple as that, because there are so many signs before you even get there. And then me, if I'm driving and I'm in a truck and I'm not even going to take a chance, it doesn't move, he continued. The bridge stays in one spot. He goes, I think it's the truck driver's fault. Like, if you don't know how tall your truck is, you probably shouldn't be driving the truck, added another Liverpool resident to the CNY Central News. In response to the recent bridge strike, the New York DOT says that they encourage the use of the commercial GPS system by truck operators that specifically account for height, weight, and road conditions. Let's see if this has, like, maybe a video. That would be funny as hell. Well, let me pop it up here. Yeah, it's a video. Let's see.
Does your windshield have a crack? Trust Safe.
Yeah, it's just an advertisement. I muted. I'm excited. I'm going to have to figure out a way to record this video and get it out to everybody. Oh, man, this is hilarious. All right, 15 seconds. But, yeah, I mean, this is totally up Redneck and I's alley, man. You truck drivers out there that are doing stupid crap, you need to cut it out. You get the hell out of the truck, okay? I mean, we all do stupid crap, but the point is to learn from your stupidity. Whoops.
Quay Bridge hit by a two-tall. Once again, the Onondaga Lake Parkway Bridge hit by a two-tall truck this week. This time it was an Amazon Prime semi-truck. There have already been four strikes so far in 22, ahead of 11 strikes last year, 9 the year before.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to pull it out. Okay, yeah, I see the Amazon Prime truck. Now, it's like a contractor driving a Cascadia pulling the Amazon Prime trailer. So this is a contractor, and we know that he doesn't work for Amazon, but he is a contractor for Amazon Freight or Amazon, you know, the big shipping. Let me back it up here for a second. See if I can see the other trucks. And you can't really tell. One was at night, and you can't tell what that truck is. Another one looks like it's just a straight truck. Yeah, it's like a straight truck with a lift gate. It's not a big truck at all. It's a local truck driver. Pisses you off. But the other... All right, here we go.
Like so far in 22, ahead of 11 strikes last year, 9 the year before. This has been going on for decades, according to information reported by the state DOT. Now, today, our Samantha Costin went to Onondaga Lake Park to chat with some neighbors about what they think about when they hear another truck is stuck. Samantha joins us live with new details tonight. Samantha?
Well, in truth be told, most of the neighbors who we spoke with today say that the responsibility is on the truck drivers to stop hitting into this bridge once and for all, especially with signs just like this one that are warning trucks higher than 10 feet 9 inches to stop. Today, I took a drive eastbound and westbound to see how many warning signs there are before it's too late. In total, I counted over a dozen signs.
Boom.
The more trucks that strike the bridge, the more astonishing it becomes to neighbors.
I just heard it. It was like, Amazon truck hits the... And I started laughing because I'm like, again?
I just laughed. Like, the first thing I said was, did you see this again?
Currently, a project is being proposed on the Onondaga Lake Parkway that would enhance safety for drivers and truck drivers by reducing speeds, enhancing signage, and replacing the overheight vehicle detection system. This, according to the New York State Department of Transportation. Nice. But Darius Johnson isn't convinced that'll solve the problem.
So I've seen them do things to, like, make it more, you know, visible over the years, but they still hit it. And I don't – it's a joke. Me and my friends laugh every single time.
Some neighbors staying true to their message that the truck drivers are to blame.
I mean, the bridge didn't hit them.
I think it's the truck driver's fault. Like, if you don't know how tall your truck is, you probably shouldn't be driving the truck.
Boom.
Especially Amazon. They usually have their stuff delivered on time. You know they was backed up yesterday. They had to be.
Now, one of the neighbors we spoke with today works with truck drivers all the time and says some of the local truck drivers avoid this issue entirely by taking Old Liverpool Road. So it's safe to say that at least for now, the solution could be as simple as taking one turn. Live in Liverpool tonight, I'm Samantha Croston.
It is remarkable that it's still ongoing. Someday, perhaps, Sam, there'll be a solution.
Yes, someday.
But we know.
Well, it's keeping going here, and there's an Amazon Prime truck looking like making a U-turn.
What about this problem? Because bridge strikes make news, but what almost no one knew until a man named John.
I want to keep going. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, I'll dive into that. There's other things going on here. What it might be, and I'll tell you this, this is what happens too, and drivers being stupid, okay? You're on a busy highway. That road is like a four-lane highway. that's it's open. It's an open road. So it's kind of like a four lane, you know, kind of back road, but it's busy. And it's not, there's no median, no dividing wall or anything. It's just a straight up highway where you could, it's got lines on the road, but you could probably cross over, no big deal. And so in these situations, they see the sign, drivers will see the sign. And the first thing they do, you know what they do? They want to stop and probably turn around. Well, it's four lanes. So if you got four lanes pulled up there, and you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm not going to hit that bridge, so what I need to do is I need to turn around. And it's a busy highway. I mean, it's busy. And this one picture they showed, another Amazon truck making a U-turn, and then, of course, traffic's all backed up. And it could be that they had an accident. A lot of carriers that I know, if you are attempting to make a U-turn like that and you get hit, you're done. Walk home. So just watch out for that kind of stuff. I think a lot of here, it's like common sense. You know, yeah, sometimes you got to do stuff. But, I mean, do it in a way where it's common sense to know if it's too busy, I'm not going to do it. You know, or I need to stop traffic, or we need to kind of hold, you know, we need to get people out there to help us out or something. You know, you can't just go ahead and just do it and think that people are just going to get out of the way. You know, I mean, okay, if you did something stupid, that doesn't mean everybody else isn't doing anything stupid. They could do something stupid too in that way. And then next thing you know, you're walking home. So man, let's pull that over here. No, that's the wrong one. Something else. But yeah, man, I wish Greg was on the phone for this, because he might know that area. I don't know where that's at. Is it Liverpool, New York? Yeah, and it's right in the center, like way in the center. You know what I need to do? Back it off. Give me some maps. Pulling it up to see where it's at and everything. And, yeah, it's just like around the Syracuse area. Yeah, that's what it is. Trying to figure out. But, I mean, and I've been in that area before. There's a lot of busy roads. Even though the roads might not be classified as interstates or limited access highways and all that, it's busy. It's busy around there. And I bet you that there are a lot of warehouses, a lot of facilities in that area where, you know, trucks are required. You got to move around. That's what it's done. Yeah, Liverpool is right on the lake. It's a smaller lake right outside the city of Syracuse. And is that... That's Interstate 90. So Interstate 90 flows right through there. So they're probably jumping off the interstate and trying to get up to something or around to something. Or they're trying to avoid traffic on Interstate 90. They might be doing that too. But yeah, that's crazy. Yep. Yeah. Like I said, we gotta stop this, drivers. You gotta pay attention, you know. And I know what everybody's saying. It's about certain criteria that people aren't really focused on, the training or even English, you know, because there's a lot of states that will provide the testing for CDL operators in the language of their choice. And when you get out there on the open road, the language of your choice does not appear on signs. It is English. So, you know, if you have a hard time reading English, you know, and I mean, okay, exit, that's easy. Yeah, okay, fine. You know, miles, how many miles away, whatever. But I mean, this is an important deal here. So yeah, tall, large vehicles, commercial vehicles. Commercial might be the word. I think maybe we should, that's probably the thing. Okay, government term for big trucks is commercial vehicles. Okay, I think we just got to, you got to change the signage. Don't put commercial vehicles. Say, you know, it says on there, the sign that they showed says low clearance, no commercial vehicles. You just need to say, like a lot of places, what we see, what do we see? No trucks. And everybody's like, what does that mean, no trucks? And that's what we all come to term is, no trucks means no big trucks. And it means tall or heavy, right? So you got to put the word tall in there, you know, instead of over height. You know, maybe that word is getting over on people. You know, maybe even the people that do speak English don't understand what commercial vehicle means. You know, come on now. But yeah, that's on CDLLive.com. And that's something else, man. I tell you, it's just something else. I can't believe, you know, it's, you would think, you know, everybody says things are getting better. No. The training is going down. And so we just shared it to the Facebook page. And and I'm going to put it on our YouTube channel. Truck drivers, you got to do better. Let's boil down to it. But yeah, everything was rocking and rolling until I saw that. That, you know, and that's right there. That's what pisses me off most is when, you know, we see articles day or night on these other websites, especially OIDA. Oh, the truck driver is getting hurt. The truck driver needs help. The truck driver needs all this. All these other people are taking advantage of the truck driver. Yeah, that's happening. I agree. I'm not going to say it's not happening. It's just that, okay, I can only do so much to focus on what other people are doing. I can only worry about myself. If you focus on what you can control and stop worrying about what you can't control and work and just figure out a way to work around that stuff, you know, I mean, that's what you got to do. If you want to fight for those things, then take up the cause and fight for those things. But don't sit there and say that it's nobody else's fault or it's everybody else's fault but your own, because it's everybody's got fault in it, okay? That's probably why I don't, you know, fight that hard publicly for things that I don't like, because I know it's partially the fault of myself or other people that I know. You know, it's, you got to take responsibility. That's what it boils down to. This right here is exactly what we're talking about, is getting this information out that, you know, this is the residents of the town. They're laughing at you. They're laughing at you. Every time somebody hits that bridge, they just laugh, because how stupid of them to do that when there's signs all over the place. Boom. Stop doing it. Right. And I know you can only do so much, and I can only do so much. I mean, I can't go over there and stand in front of that bridge every morning and tell all the trucks coming by, watch it, you know, and all that. But we can talk about it on the internet here on YouTube and strike up a conversation and share the videos around and share the information around. And maybe just every now and then you get some drivers thinking about it in their head that, you know what, I got to focus on more about myself and I got to take care of myself. If more people focused on themselves instead of what everybody else is doing, then the world would be a whole lot better place. So that's what it is. So, yeah. So, we're going to call it a day. I got to get to work. So be sure to check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that. What am I looking for? There it is. Here we go. So yeah, just go to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. Again, we're live here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. To be part of the conversation, just hit 1. And it's Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/redneckandeyes. That's where we're at. You can see all of our past episodes. We also upload the videos to the radio shows on YouTube. And check us out on Facebook. You can get all of our social media links. That's right. All of our social media links to Redneck and Eyes at redneckandeyes.com. Thank one of our all of our great sponsors, DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com, Load to Riot Transportation at ltrtransportation.com, and also Trucker Tools at truckertools.com. Appreciate all their support. So until we'll see you tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 515-602-9731, redneckandeyes.com. Until next time, y'all stay safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see y'all down there on the road.
You got to saddle up your boys, you got to draw a hard line. When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon. We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
I'm all to their maker and he'll settle on them.
You can bet he'll settle.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and Eyes.